Hello and welcome to Pig Row. It's mid-October and we're in the greenhouse today and we're clearing out our tomatoes. There's plenty of green left on, which doesn't matter. They're going to be turned into chutney and they're going to be turned into fried green tomatoes, more of that later on. But also there's some red, so we're going to take them off and use them in the kitchen. Now, normally when people finish with their greenhouses at this time of year, they think they can just put them to bed and forget about them. But it is an ideal time, if you get ahead, to plant some all-year-round lettuces, which is what we're going to do in the bed where the tomatoes have been. That means we're going to have plenty of greens come with the winter months, and even, dare I say, a salad on Christmas Day. So let's clear all this out and get started. So we grew our tomatoes on a string system, which means we can just cut them down. You'll hear it now, a little pat twing, or twang, whatever you want to say. There you go, twang, they're off. And what we tend to do then is we chop them up with a pair of secateurs and into a truck they go, straight onto the compost heap. So we're going to crack on with that, and you can join us again in a few more seconds and we'll talk about lettuces. So we're outside now, wandering past the blackberries. There's still a few of those left, but it's getting to that time of year where you leave them alone, purely because they won't taste as good as they did a few weeks ago. But also, give something for the birds as well. We always forget about the birds, and they are our friends. So, the tomato plants are going on the compost heap. It's a great place to put them, because, as anyone will tell you, a compost heap is the heart of the garden. And you need plenty of compost, and it's a great enricher for the soil. So you'll notice now, after taking all your tomatoes out of your greenhouse, that your fingers are now a lovely colour of green and black. That's normal, don't worry about it, don't panic. But also you'll notice in the border that there'll be quite a few weeds that have sprouted up over the summer, certainly over the late summer when they really go for it. Normally you try to weed these out, but sometimes you just miss a few, so do go over the border and clear out all the weeds. It shouldn't take you too long, so that's what we're going to do now. For the record, the weeds we have at Pig Row, certainly the ones that crop up in the greenhouse, tend to be perennials, so we've got sheep sorrel in here, which is why we've left it really, because there's no other way of saying it, it's a bugger to get out. And if you start pulling all the roots out, I've just pulled the root out here and it's about 2.5 foot long, you're going to disturb the roots of the tomatoes. So the best bet when you have perennials like that is, as they grow, just chop off the top growth. And once your tomatoes are cleared out, you can really get in and get to grips with those roots. Make sure the soil is as clean as you can get it. You'll never get soil 100% clear, so don't worry about it. There's no point to worry about it. Weeds have every right to be there just as much as you do, and they do have a benefit to your soil, certainly during winter. They keep it covered if you don't put any green manure. But also, they lock in nutrients. And they're great in weed fermentation bins, which you can find on our blog, more about that. But they're not that bad, they're not hard to get rid of, and get on your hands and knees and weed them out. I think anyone that turns to chemicals, if that's your bag, that's fine. Here on Pig Row, we don't use chemicals, and we have noticed, certainly over the last 5 or 6 years of not using them, that the garden's really getting into balance now, between predators and pests, and where we can, we'll give a helping hand by creating bug hotels. And that's important, to find that balance and to not be too worried about the garden looking pristine. Remember, a garden isn't a show garden. It's a place you have to live in every day, and sometimes that reflects your busy life, and sometimes it just reflects the fact that you like certain plants. And after all, a weed is only a plant in the wrong place. So, you know, you just move it, or compost it, or turn it into weed fermentation. Anyway, let's clear this bed
and we'll talk more in a bit about lettuces. So that's the bed cleared. We're going to put in some compost now, and the reason for that is just to enrich the soil, because the soil has dried out over the summer. It's been well spent, even though we had loads of manure at the start of summer and late spring. But it's good to keep your fertility topped up. So let's add some compost. So I'm just raking the compost in for the lettuces. We started the lettuces, I would say, probably July for first sowing in the greenhouse, which we did in the other border. The ones we've got here, we sowed, I would say, around the end of September. Grew them on in the greenhouse, and now they're ready to plant out in the greenhouse too. And that'll give us a nice little crop over the next few weeks. They're quite mature specimens by now, because they've been grown in cells. For those of you who don't know what cells are, they're compartments. You'll see them in seed trades. Little square compartments, or little round compartments. We've also noticed in the greenhouse this year, we put in a thermal mass. For those of you who don't know what a thermal mass is, it was just a black water butt, and we filled it with water, and we left it. And it heated up during the day, and let out its heat at night. And we've discovered, over that end of the greenhouse, certainly, the tomatoes were bigger, juicier, and generally healthier as plants. As obviously we went closer to the door and drafts came in, the tomatoes got smaller, certainly as the season went on. So, you know, the thermal mass, biomass drum we've got in here, which didn't cost us hardly anything. In fact, it didn't cost us anything at all, because someone gave us the water bottle, they were throwing them away. Has really paid dividends. So that's the compost raked in. And what you want to do now is just go over it again, make sure there's no weeds. With your rake, we're using a hand rake. Not the full size rake, obviously, just the small onion rake. And then you want to plant your lettuces, I would say, about 8 to 9 inches, possibly 10 inches apart, depending on the size of your lettuces. Make sure, though, you don't plant them right up against the greenhouse glass. You want to leave, I would say, about a 6 inch to 8 inch gap there, purely because as the greenhouse gets colder, it's the glass that gets colder first, and then that will just scorch your lettuces. If it's going to be a particularly cold night, then just pop out and put a piece of fleece over them. And hopefully, if we also sow, which we will do, we're doing a direct sowing of year-round lettuces into here. At the moment, we're planting a lettuce called Drunken Woman, and that's normally a summer lettuce, but we've discovered it does quite well undercover as well. Then we'll have lettuces come Christmas. And that's it for this little radio podcast, whatever you want to call it. It's nice for you to drop by. Bye-bye.